There are 9 days left for people to make submissions to the Justice Select Committee to have their say on the proposed legislation to ban harmful conversion therapy practices. Conversion therapy has been discredited by the National Health Service and the World Psychiatric Association. Chanel Lal, co-founder of Conversion Therapy Action Group, says that there are currently more submissions against banning conversion therapy than there are for. This includes submissions from trans-exclusionary radical feminist groups. Jessica spoke to Chanel Lal about why it is important for allies, parents and the LGBTQIA plus community to make a submission. Here they are now.
There are a few steps before a bill can become a law. So the first reading, which we've already been through, and then comes the select committee, then there's the second reading, third reading and the royal assent. So we are currently at the second reading stage, and the bill to ban conversion practices has gone to the Justice Select Committee. What happens there is that the Justice Select Committee comes together, and these are members of parliament. They come together and they try to amend the bill, and they can only amend the bill if we have our say, if we tell them what we want changed. Unfortunately, the queer community hasn't had an appropriate amount of time to have a say because we were given 2 less weeks than you would normally get. So we haven't been able to get all of our concerns in there. However, it is becoming increasingly important to have our say because the team that is against banning conversion therapy have been getting their submissions in quite a significant number.
So when we're looking at submissions and people making submissions, I think a misconception might be whether quality versus quantity matters. Mm. So is it more important that we get the numbers or that people's submissions have something that hasn't already been said?
Mm. I think quality is definitely important. It is one of those things that really tell the select committee that there is some sort of validity and credibility to our submissions. So it is important that we have quality submissions. However, the Justice Select Committee does report how many submissions they got in favor and how many they got in against. So while we may have a few quality submissions, if they get overwhelmingly significant numbers of submissions against banning conversion therapy, they will report to the House that majority of the people who submitted to the Justice Select Committee do not want conversion therapy banned, and that's where quantity becomes really important. We need to be able to put the government in a position where they can say, hey, majority of New Zealand told us that we want conversion therapy banned, but if they don't have that evidence, then they cannot say that, and then it becomes difficult for them to have that conversation. We know that this bill will pass because the Labour Party has a majority in Parliament, and that's all they need. However, it is important that we pass the right bill.
When you're talking about the right bill, there's been some areas identified by the community that they would like to be improved on. Are people able to discuss their views on this in the bill? I'm sorry, in their submissions without it talking away from their support of it?
Yep, absolutely. So the select committee happens in 2 steps. So one step is giving a general support, and that's where you talk about why you want this to end and why do you support it. And the second part is where you write what you want to change about the bill. So absolutely, people are able to say that I support this and this is why I support it, but these are the things that I want to change about the bill. And I think that's the crucial part, that we tell them what we want to see changed in the bill.
And you mentioned that this bill will pass because the Labour government has the majority, but what are some of the consequences that could happen if we receive more submissions against banning conversion therapy than for?
I think one of the very obvious consequences of receiving a lot of submissions against banning conversion therapy is that it makes a lot of exemptions for people. So we know that the National Party on the Justice Select Committee are advocating to create exemptions for parents to continue practicing conversion practices. What I also know is that TERF groups, anti-trans groups, have been advocating to make exemptions for people to practice conversion practices on trans people, so just banning conversion therapy for cis queer people, so gay men and lesbian women and bisexual people. Another consequence is that religious groups have been quite vocal that they want a right to continue practicing conversion therapy as their religious freedom. So these are the things that could happen, is that there could be so many exemptions in this bill for parents, for religious people, for people to practice on trans people, that this bill will become ineffective and it actually does not protect anyone.
Yeah, and I guess that for people who are allies or parents who might not have directly experienced the effects of conversion therapy or seen it happen to someone that they love, what would kind of be your advice to them to show their support through this process?
The first thing that I would say is that we've written quite detailed templates for people to use. So if parents and allies, and even if queer people do not know where to get started on this, they can absolutely come to our Instagram, which is @conversiontherapynz, and they can use our templates. If they don't want to use our templates, they can use it as something that can prompt them to write their own submissions. However, I would say that everyone needs to recognize that queer people are family. So even if you think you don't know a queer person in your family, you can never tell, because have you made it safe enough for the queer people in your life to come out to you? So when you do these little things that you show the people around you that you care about them by making a submission to and conversion therapy, you're becoming a safer person to come out to. You're creating a safer environment for queer people to exist in.
And based on the support you've seen, are you hopeful that we will be able to get more submissions for banning conversion therapy rather than against?
Absolutely. I think there is a very good potential here. We've got a lot of potential in our community to make those submissions. What I do know is that the templates that I've put out there have already had 30,000 clicks, which means that people have clicked on those links 30,000 times. Now, if a small proportion of those people make submissions, say 3,000 of them make submissions, we still have a very significant number of submissions. Ultimately, what people need to recognize is that we only have 10 days left. And so there's no time for us to procrastinate. We are in lockdown, and I understand that not everybody has the mental energy or mental capacity to keep going. But I can assure you that if you use our templates, it has all the instructions, all the things written out for you. It takes you less than 5 minutes to complete the whole process.
That was Chanel Lal from Conversion Therapy Action Group speaking to Jessica about how people can make a submission to ban harmful conversion therapy practices. Now, Sarah's just shown me that Chanel's actually tweeted saying that they think that we've just about broken the submission website. There's been a lot of support of this on social media, particularly if you've been looking through your stories, as I know people have been, because you've been staring at your screen being in lockdown.